Mr. Schwab is standing by from Yahoo.com, NFL Insider. Patrick Mahomes said, you know, Frank, if I ever sign a $500 million deal, you get half of it. Was that true?
You know, I wish. I'd be doing pretty well, and I would never have imagined he'd even get that $500 million wow. deal. So I probably wouldn't have made that gamble anyway, but boy, what a, Jared Goff signed a $134 million deal just a couple of years ago. It was actually, a calendar year ago, and it was like, you know, wow, this is a massive, huge contract, and then Patrick Mahomes basically triples that. So just a whole different level for that guy.
I think based on the salary structure of quarterbacks who dominate, I think, the first 18 spots in NFL salaries going into 2020, that he's worth the money. I think right now he's the only player in the NFL worth a contract like that, in my mind.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. You know, I hear a lot about, oh, now Dak Prescott's going to ask for that money, and now Deshaun Watson can get that. These guys aren't Patrick Mahomes. I mean, if you look at earlier this offseason, I kind of just looked up the best starts through 3 years in NFL history, right? And of anybody. And I came up with Patrick Mahomes at number two behind Jim Brown. And Mahomes didn't even start his first year. There's, you know, I've mentioned this too, that there's 13 guys in NFL history who have won a regular season MVP and a Super Bowl MVP. Nine of them are in the Hall of Fame. Three of them are Brady, Manning, and Rodgers, who are all locks, and the 13th is Mahomes. I mean, this guy is beyond anything we've seen before. So when you say, you know, does he deserve the money? Yeah. What are Chiefs going to do? I mean, this is a unique case, and I think they're perfectly happy giving him that.
And that is still a very young roster that currently is the defending Super Bowl champions. Wow.
Yeah, and, you know, the only, it is, I did write about this, we do have to acknowledge that, look, the job becomes pretty tough when your quarterback is making this much money. No quarterback in NFL history, well, I guess since 1994, the first year of salary cap, no quarterback making more than 13.1% of their team's salary cap has ever won a Super Bowl. And that was Steve Young in 1994. So there are only seven guys who have been over 10%. Patrick Mahomes is going to be closer to 20, maybe more. I mean, this is an odd situation. And, you know, I get it. Look, the Chiefs had to pay him, and the contract he got was totally fair, and I'm sure both sides like it. But they just made their roster building a lot tougher, and if Patrick Mahomes does win another Super Bowl, he's going to be historic. Nobody has ever done it making as much money as he did. So it'll be interesting to see from just a team-building aspect how the Chiefs kind of go into this next era with Patrick Mahomes being the highest-paid player in sports.
From selling suites and seats, Frank, and gear, and now the evolution of so many revenue options when it comes to having a star player like Mahomes, and the fact that they are defending Super Bowl champions – you've watched a lot of teams in the NFL milk a Super Bowl ring for a long time and make a lot of money off those teams. So it's almost like this is a cross between, hey, we know you're only 24, and also thank you for getting us a Super Bowl ring, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that the good feelings had something to do with this. Like, I mean, everything's good in Kansas City right now. They think that Patrick Mahomes walks on water, and look, he might. I guess I'm not taking anything away from him, but you know, I mean, this is basically just this euphoria over winning a Super Bowl and having this guy be the best player in football and win an MVP 2 years ago and Super Bowl MVP. It's just this good feeling that nothing is ever going to go wrong, and why not give him $500 million because he's the greatest? And maybe, you know, maybe this turns out to be, he's Michael Jordan. It very well could be. This could look like a steal at the end of the day. But yeah, I think that, you know, I think that played into it. Let me put it to you this way, too. You know, I was asked yesterday to do a video on Yahoo talking about how many Super Bowls would they have to win for this contract to be worth it. And I said, they don't have to win any. He's already paid it. If you told Chiefs fans 3 years ago that Patrick Mahomes was drafted, he's going to win an MVP. He's going to win a Super Bowl MVP and lead you to a Super Bowl championship. Then we're going to give him a $500 million deal, and he's never going to win one again. Would you sign up for that right now? And I don't think a Chiefs fan would have hesitated for a second to say yes. So this way, would Lions fan sign up for that right now? Absolutely. So I think he's already paid for that contract. No matter, he could never win another Super Bowl, and it doesn't matter.
Lions fans would allow a player to be paid $7.2 billion a season. They would give up where you couldn't afford. You had one guy in the roster the next 10 years. That's it. You won the Super Bowl, and you overpaid. I mean, now when you look at Stafford at, what, $27 million, I thought that was overpaying Stafford. But I look at Mahomes, and I said it yesterday, and I said it to start the show, and we dropped the question out there that – he's the only guy worth it in the NFL and the only other player who could even get into that conversation for Mahomes-like money would be if Lamar Jackson goes on a 2 or 3 year run with the Super Bowl ring for the Ravens.
Correct. And even, look, Lamar's just different. Like, he's a different beast because would you give him a 10-year deal? Probably not, just because we almost have to treat him like, you know, like Cam Newton, his career arc, instead of Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, you know, I mean, going to play till he's 40 and be fine. I think that you have to treat Lamar a little differently. So even him, like, I don't think about anybody in sports. I mean, like, Giannis Antetokounmpo with the Bucks, would you trust him the next 12 years into his mid-30s? Probably not. Like, I mean, like, you know, LeBron 10 years ago, sure. That's about it. There's not a lot of guys like that. It's like Mike Trout and Patrick Mahomes and maybe a couple of NHL guys, and that's about it.
Yeah, I said Bryce Harper, I think, you know, deserved the money. Yeah. Trout. We know the Jordan, the LeBron, the Kobe's, the Tiger Woods, you know, there's these rare athletes. And the thing about Mahomes is that he earned every damn dime of that for where he came from at Texas Tech. He did.
Yep. And, you know, I mean, this is part of it, too. He's phenomenal for them off the field. I mean, but there's never been, as far as I know, really a misstep. He's very personable. He's very likable. He might be... And, you know, the one could turn on this because you just get sick of guys. And, you know, if he wins 5 more Super Bowls, everybody's going to turn on him and make him a villain. But right now, as we sit here, who don't want Patrick Mahomes? Unless you're like a Broncos fan or Raiders fan and you're worried about getting your tail kicked for the next 10 years, generally, who doesn't like Patrick Mahomes? He's fun. He's personable. He seems very down to earth. You know, I mean, just growing up in the baseball environment, I think helped him a lot with that, and just being able to know how to handle success. I hate to say he's perfect, but right now, he's pretty much perfect for the Kansas City Chiefs, and I totally understand why they gave him this deal.
You know, stardom and the rise to being one of the best in your particular sport is all about timing. What if Portland would have taken Jordan? What if Mahomes is in a bigger city? What if he wasn't in a place where he could blossom? What if there wasn't Tyreek Hill? What if there wasn't Andy Reid or Bieniemy? I mean, it's all about timing, and Mahomes is such a great fit in Kansas City, like Aaron Rodgers is in Green Bay and Drew Brees is in New Orleans.
Right, and it's a great what-if, and I know this has been said 8 billion times, so I'm not being original, but what if the Bears draft him? What if the Bears just looked at him a little differently than they did and saw beyond kind of the rawness and said, wow, this guy can throw the ball through a brick wall, and he's exceptionally intelligent, and he can pick up a defense, you know, he can read a defense, pick up an offense. Would he have the same success in Chicago that he did in Kansas City? I don't know. I mean, he's very talented, but this is football, and everything fits. That's why I hate to give too much credit or blame to a quarterback, because it is a team sport, and he has a perfect team around him. He's got great weapons, got a coach that lets him be him, doesn't try to change him. They brought him along the right way, I guess, letting him learn from Alex Smith. I think that did help him a lot. He's talked about that. So, yes, this was just a perfect scenario. It's basically, you know, Joe Montana with Bill Walsh all over again, where a guy just ends up in the exact perfect spot for him.
By the way, the Chiefs' first Super Bowl win was 50 years ago when the Chiefs beat the Niners earlier this year. 50th anniversary of the Chiefs' Super Bowl victory. So 50 years is rewarded with a max out possible $50 million a year for Patrick Mahomes. And again, I scream at a lot of contracts. Matter of fact, I was looking at the NFL's highest paid players, and Wilson earns his money. Rodgers earns his money, Mahomes, and I can go down the list. And Tannehill earned his money with that playoff run for the Titans. Jimmy G, even though he wasn't good in the playoffs, I think still earned that money with the regular season performance. Stafford's stats, staying healthy, still a question. Khalil Mack earns his money. Donald seems underpaid at $22.5 million, only two position players in the top 20 salaries in the NFL. Khalil Mack with the Bears and Donald with the Rams. But, yeah, you know, did Ryan earn his money last year? I don't think so. Brady, 15th. 15th.
Crazy.
Poor guy can't even get paid. Wow.
Yeah.
And he gave himself COVID. Did I read that right, that he gave himself COVID-19? Did I read that?
I don't know that. I
looked at something like that and said, all right, I know he drinks a lot of kale and eats beets or whatever, but I don't know anybody that's going to go, you know what? I'm going to beat this by giving it to me.
I think he thinks he has the answers to it.
I think that was in a Mel Brooks movie. I think that was young Frankenstein. So, yeah, Mahomes, more power to him. Frank Schwab, yahoo.com. You can follow the NFL 24/7. Hey, yahoo.com. Not Yahoo. Yahoo.com. Thank you, Franklin.
Yep, no doubt.
Yeah, Yahoo.